above the singing. Let your name be lifted high, Jesus.
Yes.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all. Yes, Lord. Surrendering all. You find me here, Lord, as you draw. Desperate for you. I surrender.
Yes.
We commit all that we are to you, God, and everything we do, we reach toward you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Invite him in.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Drench my soul as mercy and grace unfold. A hunger and thirst. Yes, Lord. A hunger and thirst. And with arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to us now.
Fornication, because we cannot be adulterers. We got to live fully for God. This is one way. You look at the theme of every single person in the Old and New Testament, they did one thing that we lack, and that's fasting. How many of us has ever skipped a meal and everything and fasted and sought God? How many have skipped two meals and fasted and sought God? How about a solid day? 2 days? 3 days? 7 days? 11 days? 21 days? 40 days?
Not me.
No, I mean, go that far. Why do you fast? Does anybody know why you fast?
Anybody
got a question?
It just kind of tuned me up so I could hear from the Lord.
Say what now?
It just
kind of
tuned me up so I could hear from the Lord.
That's good. Actually, you can hear from the Lord anytime. You see, what we are is works mentality, and we think because we fast, we're doing work. That's actually not why you fast. See, this flesh and everything, every single... Yes, ma'am.
Take authority over your body.
Taking authority over your body. Making your body weak to get it under control, and also letting your spirit man be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. It builds your spirit man up, makes it more mature. That's exactly right. Most mm-hmm. people don't even know that right there. Mm-hmm. See? And we have to fast and seek God. Fasting and seeking God allows the power to flow behind you as you walk with the Lord. It allows it because your spirit man is getting sensitive and your flesh is getting under control. Exactly what you just said. That's powerful right there. Yes, ma'am. Most people don't even know that right there because they don't believe in fasting no more. You know why? Because their stomach overrules them. You know, when your stomach starts crying out, boy, I'm telling you what, man, sometimes I get hungry, but I got to eat. But if you're fasting and seeking God, that's the time to fast is whenever that happens, is so that you can take and absolutely get your body under control mm-hmm. and let your spirit, man, be sensitive. Because, see, Jesus said, he didn't say if you feel like fasting. You know, people feel like fasting, they never would because they get hungry so easily. He said, when you fast. Mm-hmm. So that right there is a given. We have to fast. Fast and pray, get on our faces before the righteous holy God and seek him. Mm-hmm. Seek him with everything we got. And that's what this right here, we're in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And this right here, man, is exactly what we're talking about right here. Mm-hmm. It says, remind them of these things, starting verse 14, and solemnly charge them in the presence of God not to wrangle about words which is useless. Well, I love this right here, useless words. You know, Jesus and everything, I've already said this, so Jesus was very direct in everything he said. He had no idle word come out of his mouth. And does anybody know what an idle word is? Have you ever looked up that word, idle, and seen what it actually means? Idle and everything, what it actually says and stuff, you know, it's just stupid stuff. You know, you just sitting around and everything, man, not really just careless speech or even cuss words. You know, I believe can is a cuss word. Yep. I believe it's probably more of a cuss word than GD, the F word, or any of them, because when you can't, you limit yourself. Yep. And we say it often. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about doctrines, and this right here, I'm telling you what, we have got to get to the root of the word. Justin Franklin, you know what he does every first of the year? His whole entire church does this now over in Atlanta. He takes in his whole entire church fast for 21 days. His entire church. They had miracles like you would not believe going on. People getting saved like you would not believe going on. Yeah. They fast for 21 days the first of the year. Then they fast all through the year too. Yeah. David Hogan, I don't know if you know this, who this guy is. This guy, man, he's just he's incredible. He is a man of God. His team went on an 8-month fast where they took and fasted every other day. Didn't matter. Every other day they were fasting. Okay? Then at the end of the 8 months, they went on a 30-day complete fast where they did not do nothing. Did not eat. But they was out there ministering the word daily. People getting saved like you wouldn't believe. Entire towns getting saved. People getting healed of everything. You name it. Mm-hmm. People didn't have arms, growing arms back.
Where was this?
Over in Mexico. Up there in the mountains of Mexico. Mm-hmm. He's got miracles. You just would not believe it, this man. You know, but see, they stick to the word. They stick to the word. See, mm-hmm. all these doctrines and everything. See, that's the reason why the word of truth accurately. See, we got to take the word accurately. You know, taking line upon line, precept upon precept, instead of listening to strange doctrines. The ones who, I learned this a long time ago, Perry Stone and stuff, he's my man, I love Perry Stone. He said, the ones who demonstrate the word, they come in with power and with demonstration, not just with enticing words, they come in with power, that's the ones that you need to take and listen to. And he is exactly right. If you're out there just listening to every little fable and everything, every little doctrine, on no offense to TVN or anything of that nature, but a lot of those people on there, you know, they're talking too much crap. There's somebody in this church right now, I'm not going to mention his name, he's writing a book on grace. And buddy, he's going to really set the record straight on what grace really is and what it's for. Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of that. I can't wait to get it. But avoid worldly and empty chatter, for it will lead to further ungodliness. You know, especially men getting around, you know, we'll talk and everything, man, and sometimes, you know, if you're not careful, your conversations like football or basketball, sports, you know, stuff, which I'm not a big sports fan. But, you know, that stuff leads into all kinds of other stuff. It can, even the stuff that I'm in and everything can lead to other stuff. You got to really be careful what you're talking about. The reason why I'm saying all this right here is because just like he was teaching, we need to be walking in demonstration. Mm-hmm. And we have to get our mindset correct. Mm-hmm. We have to get it correct. And their talk was spread like gangrene among them, or however much and fleas. We're going to go down now over to the same chapter, but we're going to go down in to 22. Now, flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Why would Paul say from a pure heart? Well, why are we seeking the Lord and everything if we're not seeking Him with everything we got and for loving Him? See? But refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels, strange doctrines. All these strange doctrines, man, that's all the churches are doing nowadays is just fighting. They're not coming together in holiness. Morning, Brother Bond.
Good morning.
And the Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wrong. What's that guy's name I was listening to this morning? He was talking, I mean, he is being attacked by Henry Gruber, Pastor Henry Gruber. He's being attacked by everybody. I mean, you would not believe how bad this guy's being attacked. And you know what his response is? Nothing. He does not respond back to him at all. Because he's exactly doing this right here. He's being patient when he's being wrong. These people are attacking him, saying everything about him. Okay? And he has done nothing to warrant this. This guy's a prayer warrior. Mm-hmm. He goes around the towns and stuff, and that's all he does. He'll walk around the entire city, walk, and pray and seek God. His team does with him. With gentleness, correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance, leading to the knowledge of the truth. And this right here, man, is something, man, we have got to do. We have got to come to the knowledge of the truth. We've got to repent of everything. And here in a minute, I'm going to pray. Yes, ma'am.
So what you're saying, the word of God is for correction too?
Yes, ma'am. I'm fixing to go there in just a second.
Okay.
Okay. I was actually going to do something. Brother David was late. I was going to do something with you this morning. Because this is something, boy, that Christians have a bad problem with. Real bad. What if a brother came up to you or a sister came up to you and said, I see this in you and stuff, you know, and it's hindering you from walking and stuff. And the Lord says to do it now, you know, correct those. Or you might be off in a strange doctrine or something of that nature. How do you respond to that person? How do you take and come back to that person? Or you may be doing something that is not correct. You know what 90% of the people I've ever seen in my life, I don't, you know, I've not corrected that many people, but I've seen a lot of people get corrected. You know how they respond? Well, look at you. Look at what you do. Look at this. You think you're all that. You think you're a godly person. All this. Here you are trying to put me down, not trying to be positive and everything. will never respond right. And I've done it myself. You know, I haven't had to repent of it. Correction and everything, man, is to help build us up. To make us be on the right path at all times.
Yeah.
And even if the person may not be right, you still take patience. Because they, you need to examine yourself at all times. I have to examine myself. Boy, this week I had to examine myself big time. Because what happened last weekend? Boy, I was really hot as the sun, man. I was really hot. But the Lord said, be angry and sin not. So I had to repent on some of that because I could have really done something. But we need to really take correction and everything, you know, with meekness and accept it and examine it. If it applies to us, we need to apply it at all times.
Mm-hmm. You know, even if you hear it just from a sermon, sometimes the preacher preach.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can, you know, and some people say, oh, he preached at me today. You know, somebody done told him something. You know, no, he just preaching the word of God.
Holy Ghost.
And if it hit you,
yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
You bring about a change.
Mm-hmm.
A positive change.
Yes, ma'am.
I got
Here's the question. See, here's the question, and we keep on saying that we want to get to the first century church. Here's the question. How far are you willing to go to get it? How far are you willing to go to get the power and the demonstration of God to follow you? How far are you willing to go? Are you wanting it, really?
Yeah.
Or are you just living your life here, then coming over here and get little goosebumps and stuff, you know, and then go through your week again, you know? Ever learning, but never come to the acknowledging of the truth. That's exactly what that says. And that's what that means. How long have you been in church? And how long have I been in church? How long have we been doing this right here, but yet nothing's happening? Nobody's getting saved. Nobody's getting healed. Oh, we talk about it all the time. We're Pentecostals. You know, we believe in speaking in tongues. We believe in all this stuff, but how many people's getting healed? How many people are you witnessing to? How many people are you loving on and stuff? Just think about that. Just think about that. Why do you think, man, America's going down? Why do you think that's happening? It's our fault, because we ain't done nothing. We ain't got off our butts and going out there and done nothing. That's the reason why every single time, man.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. We discuss afterwards. Go ahead.
Okay. This is the reason why everywhere I go now, I have applied, and I've been doing this for about a year. Everywhere, I try to love on every single person that I'm around and tell them about the Lord loves you.
Yeah.
You know, you are a blessed person. Yeah. And I've been blessed because of it, because the Lord, that's what He wants us to do. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
No, you go on.
Okay. Uh-huh. The reason, oh, it's the end of time, ain't it?
No, you got a few more minutes.
Okay. I don't have my watch. The reason why I'm saying is because we can't play church. You know, church is over. You know, we got to go out there as a body and everything, man, and do this. You know, there's all these people out there, man, they're dying and going to hell. They're believing strange doctrines right now. They're believing, and that's what they're acting on, is what they believe. And we've got to go out there with the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's like, what's his name? That guy back in the 40s and stuff. He was real bad to his wife and everything. You know, he put it out on the front stoop and stuff, you know, before he got saved. He raised the dead, he did everything. But anyway, he walked into a factory one time doing a tour, just a tour, because the owner and everything in the factory got saved from one of his crusades. Okay, and he was going into the factory, and these women that were working in the factory, he just walked by them, and they didn't know who he was. Okay, he just walked by them, and they would say, why are you convicting me? What? Why are you, your presence, man, is making me just feel bad? Because it was conviction. You know why? He was walking under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We have got to have that. Now,
that's with Smith and Wigglesworth.
Smith and Wigglesworth, that's it, thank you. Yeah, bad names.
Me too.
But that we have to have it now. We have to, just look around. This country, you know, it's our fault it's going this direction. We have got to walk in our authority with the power and the demonstration right now. It ain't tomorrow. It ain't, you know, 10 years from now. It's right now. We've been training for years for this to happen. So now let's do it. I'm ready. I really am. You know, I'm taking it by force. I'm starting something here soon to work by. Teresa and I, we're going to go throughout our entire neighborhood and everything, man, knock on doors to see if they need prayer. You know, because let me tell you something, man, Jesus is on the move. and I want to be a part of it. I don't know about y'all, but I'm just tired, you know, just, I'm not just going to keep coming to church and everything and not doing nothing. I want to take what Pastor has taught me. See, I didn't know a lot about faith. I knew a lot about different things and everything, but I didn't know a lot about faith until I started coming here. Man, you've taught me a ton about faith, man. It's been awesome. You know, because I needed that. I needed to believe that Jesus, you know, will do all these things through me, you know. I know it now. It's not a question now, you know. But you do it to you too. You do it through all of us. Well, we have to, because I'm telling you, at work, people are dying going to hell. At the convenience store, people are dying going to hell. Literally, they're dying going to hell. It's already appointed. It's already made. So we got to go in there with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah. Church and everything, man, you know, we're because of this too, you know, a lot of our churches and stuff are allowing Muslims to come in and pray in their church. They're allowing homosexuals and everything to come in and preach in their church, get married in their church, because we're not walking in the anointing no more. We're not walking in the power and the might of Jesus as a whole. One or two people are, you know, but as a whole, we're not. And the body's got to rest up. Yes, ma'am. Let me pray real quick. Because I'm really serious about this. You know, it bothers me every single day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just praise your righteous name, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your awesome tender mercies and how they endure forever. And Father, Lord, we repent, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. And I do, Father. Lord, of not walking in your authority everywhere we go. Walking in your anointing everywhere we go, Father. Lord, so that we can have people drawn by the Holy Ghost, Lord, for salvation in Jesus' name. Because, Lord, it's your will for all men to be saved. Doesn't matter who they are, Father. It's your will. And, Lord, I'm submitting to your will in Jesus' name right now. Father, as we take and go, Lord, I pray, Lord, for the power and the might, Lord, to walk through us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Not with enticing words, Lord, but through your power and demonstration in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Give you glory and praise and honor in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, bless this food, Lord. Bless our communion. Bless our time together and fellowship, Lord, in the Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.